U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal is pushing to restore funding for federal health agencies, especially since the recent outbreaks of bird flu cases nationwide. And the timing of this comes as we are seeing more and more layoffs happening at the federal level. The Trump administration has reportedly eliminated hundreds of jobs at the CDC, National Institutes of Health, and more. And so we have Senator Blumenthal here to talk more about this. Senator Blumenthal, welcome. Tell us, first of all, is this because of specifically the bird flu, or just in general, when you talk about the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, these are very integral, I would say, agencies that would be helpful, you know, beyond just the bird flu?
They are vital agencies, not just to avian flu or bird flu, as it's known, but to public health generally. And in fact, this morning we are going to be at Yale School of Medicine to highlight how the cuts in research money are going to halt critical fact-finding with regard to cancer and Alzheimer's, the research projects that enable literally people to live longer and perhaps find a treatment or cure for many of these diseases, not only at Yale, but at universities and health facilities all around the country, has been interrupted, disrupted, and in many cases completely stopped by the cuts in funding for NIH. But with regard to bird flu, it is especially critical at this moment because we know that not only have egg prices risen, that's a concern very definitely because chickens have been killed, millions of them, but also there's a danger that bird flu could mutate into a disease that is transmissible to humans. Already, there's a new strain of bird flu that was found in Mississippi in a farm there. It's called H7N9 as opposed to the H5N1, which is the bird flu that's most prominent right now. And it represents a danger to human beings. We need to be prepared for it before the risk becomes greater and prevent it from becoming a real public health threat. So the combination of rising egg prices and the public health threat make the funding of these public health agencies really vital. And it's the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and of course, other agencies like the Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response Policy, which has been pretty much shut down completely by the White House, just eviscerated. There is only one person left in the whole agency. How is it going to prevent pandemic from spreading?
Yeah, really quick, Senator Blumenthal, was that created after COVID or was that there beforehand? I'm just curious.
It was created, I believe, in its present form after COVID or during COVID. And in fact, it has been working under previous presidents to seek to stop pandemics and most of all provide for emergency responses to them in the community, funding them so that there's greater preparation.
Yeah, the reason I was asking that, Senator Blumenthal, is because I find that like super surprising that we wouldn't have a pandemic essentially agency before COVID, because it's not like we've never had pandemics in America before and it's not like we'll never have them again. So I didn't know if that was created solely because of COVID. And if so, maybe there's something we're not seeing, because I find that surprising. We wouldn't have a pandemic agency before COVID.
It would be surprising. There was an official responsible for it, but not a specific agency. I think in its present form, it dates from COVID. And as you might expect, you know, COVID gave it the impetus for being expanded and given more power.
So not to discredit anything that you're saying, Senator Blumenthal, I do know we have an infectious disease expert who comes on the show every week since the pandemic, actually since before then. And we've talked a lot about the bird flu because, you know, understandably so, we haven't had major issues with it in Connecticut. In the past few years, we have had some backyard flock issues. In fact, we had it happen even at the Beardsley Zoo, unfortunately, where they had to euthanize a number of birds on property. So we've heard about it and people are nervous about getting some kind of a virus from it. It is incredibly rare, very low chance that human cases would get connected to it. I think the bigger concern is that when you're killing off a lot of these birds, it is going to impact people's wallets a lot and just their health, you know, being able to get farm-to-table eggs and products that come from chickens, the dairy, you know, cows, things like that. That, I think, is the bigger concern versus people actually, you know, getting some kind of virus connected to the bird flu. But regardless, I think the big takeaway here, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that you've got members of the CDC, the National Institutes of Health. If we're sort of taking away those jobs, I'm wondering why, because a logical person, regardless of their political affiliation, would say, why are we doing this? I mean, our health has to be a top priority, and it feels like we constantly have epidemics and pandemics and things going on across the nation.
Your point is very well taken, Melissa. There's no imminent threat, and people should not be panicking because, you know, they visit a farm with chickens. In fact, as you observed correctly, there's been no commercial farm outbreak here in Connecticut. There have been in other states. Millions of chickens have to be killed when there is one because they destroy the whole flock to prevent it from spreading. The farmers are compensated, but obviously the chickens are not laying eggs, so that increases the price of eggs just because of supply and demand. But here's something that is dangerous, and I think people should be aware of it. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy, has suggested the way to treat and stop bird flu is to allow it to spread unchecked in flocks. In other words, just let it rip and destroy the flock. And then the birds that survive will be deemed to have a natural immunity. And you might want to ask your infectious disease expert about this kind of tactic, but it has been condemned by experts across the country. And I think it is a dangerous idea, certainly inhumane to the chickens, but also dangerous to our supply of eggs because it just further reduces the supply and increases the potential price. But coming back to your essential point, the amount of investment in these agencies is important, not just for avian flu, but for all of the other potential infectious diseases that could cause pandemics. When we're talking about the Office of Emergency Pandemic Response and Preparedness, it's more than just the avian flu. And likewise with the NIH, we're going to be visiting Yale this morning to talk about cancer research, the immunology that they are doing there that it targets specific individuals so that they can be cured with personalized cancer treatment. This kind of advance, which is breathtaking in its potential benefits to people, is going to be stalled and stopped by the defunding of NIH. So it's broader than just avian flu.
We have Senator Blumenthal here for just a couple more minutes. Senator Blumenthal, our partners over at NewsAid, after your press conference this week talking about this, reached out to the White House and they got a response. It says, quote, if Senator Blumenthal was paying attention, he would have seen Secretary Brooke Rollins' robust plan to combat bird flu, which is already seeing the results of egg prices dropping by half, about $8 to $4 now. What is your response to that, the agriculture secretary and her plans of it, basically robust cleaning? It was strengthening biosecurity on farms.
I'm very strongly supportive of measures like the one suggested by the Department of Agriculture to provide for cleaning and other steps to prevent it from spreading. Secretary Rollins has also endorsed the measure that Robert Kennedy has advanced that they should just let the avian flu spread among the flocks. So it's a kind of schizophrenic approach. On the one hand, taking responsible steps. On the other, in effect, decimating the agencies, including her own, that are responsible for supervising and oversight of these steps. She may claim credit for the drop in egg prices, but in fact, there are a variety of factors, just like you've just talked about the drop in gasoline prices. Supply and demand often operates independently of what the government does. And there have been a variety of factors that have reduced the price of eggs. They have dropped somewhat, but we'll see whether they continue to drop if the administration fails to fund the agencies that are responsible for stopping bird flu.
Senator Blumenthal, the only thing I find kind of suspect, I guess, about bird flu is that we've, like I said in the beginning, had bird flu issues, even here in Connecticut. I can very, very distinctly remember, like we've had this infectious disease expert on our show for the last 6 years. He comes on every week. And I remember distinctly that we had cases in 2024, 23, and I want to say even 22. And so I guess my question being is, I'm not saying we need to get rid of the CDC, National Institutes of Health. I'm certainly not saying that. And there's very strong bipartisan support in Connecticut that we need to bring back federal funding towards the research like you're talking about at Yale today. But I guess my question is, what were they doing? Because bird flu was an issue well before 2025. It's been an issue. We've seen this before.
And indeed, you know, we saw SARS for many years before it exploded into the COVID pandemic. And many people say that our failure to take stronger, prompter action when the first cases of SARS were discovered, you'll remember people got sick when they came back from conferences in China mm-hmm. and other activities in the Far East. And, you know, there are a number of great studies without getting into the debate about where COVID started. We knew earlier about the need to stop it. And it goes back to your question about the Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response to kind of sound the alarm and deal with these cases before they become wider and broader in their impact. And so paying attention to this new strain, which affects human beings and also has been around for a while, the outbreak in Mississippi on a farm there, H7N9, I believe is what it's called, maybe requires a little bit more attention. But one thing is for sure, that letting the bird flu just spread uncontrolled probably is not the best way to deal with it. That's the suggestion of the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And so I think it's something that we need to pay attention to.
Senator Blumenthal, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.